Those who desire success will find a way. Those who desire success will find a way. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Those who desire success will find a way. That seems like too easy a statement, doesn't it? That those who desire success will find a way. Just because you want to succeed at being a multimillionaire, you want to succeed at having a healthy body, you want to succeed at having harmonious relationships, you want to succeed at being independently wealthy, you want to succeed at being your spiritually illumined self. Now, aren't those wonderful things to desire to succeed in? But you can't have it. And you cannot have those things so long as you desire them. When you say, "I am that," then you have it. And that's the secret. Those who desire success will find a way, and the way is to say, "I have it. I am. I am a success. I have my independent wealth. I have whatever it is that I am." Now, how do we change our mind? How do we change our thinking about what we want? We desire these things so adamantly, so strongly, so vividly, so wrongly, and we've been doing it all of our life. And how do we change? How do we change from saying, "I desire to be successful"? What do you want to be when you grow up? You know, we say to our children, what kind of a profession excites you? Being a fireman. What kind of a profession excites you? Working in my daddy's office like he does, you know. What type of profession excites you? Being a mommy. I want to have lots of kids, and I want to have a lot of opportunity to love them and be nice to them, just like mommy is to me, you know. Now, how do you do that? Well, you start right where you are, being the kind of person that would be a mommy, that would have children that you would love. Now, in the first place, when you like yourself, you open the door for everything. Then you say, "Every one of my children are perfect." This is already decided in the infinite allness. It's not predestination, but it's already decided in the allness that I'm going to have children. I choose to do so. And I'm going to have lots of children, maybe 5 or 6 or 10, you know. And every one of them is going to be a genius. Every one of them is going to be a lover. Every one of them is going to be the most fantastic child that I could ever imagine. Because right now, I am creating them that way. I am creating each of my children, however many I decide to have when I start having them, I'm just create each of my children whole and perfect, each of my children rich and beautiful, each of my children fabulous in every possible way, loving unconditionally everything in their life. That's why I create each one of my children. Now, you see, when you do that, then it's done. Now, if that's a woman, what kind of man does she create in her life? Well, I create a rich, handsome man. Well, that's nice. How about creating a perfect husband who is filled with love for his children, filled with love for his wife, filled with love for his home? But first, what? What?
For himself.
Filled with love for himself first. You see, that's the most important thing. If you meet a man and you're considering matrimony, you're considering getting a husband one of these days, see that man as the most loving, unconditionally loving person on the face of the earth. What's that movie we watched about the whisperer?
The horse whisperer?
No.
Oh, you mean love comes...
Love comes quietly. Softly. Love comes softly. See the movie Love Comes Softly, and there you'll have what appears to be pretty much the ideal husband. I mean, if anybody could have a husband like that man is, they would really be doing all right. He's not perfect, but he's good. And he's loving, unconditionally loving. He's a caring, beautiful soul. You know, really, and he's sensitive. Now, you got to see movies to put these things together. But and you go to Kate and Leopold, and so you take Leopold's dignity and manners, and you put it together with the Love Comes Softly, and you put it together with the would-be king in the Princess Diary 2, and you put all these guys together, and wow, I mean, you know, any one of them by themselves is a prince, and put them all together, why not have it works, you know, but you don't know what you're going to have until you can visualize it a little bit. And so don't go to thrillers and murder movies, because that's not the type of husband you want.
Yeah.
Go to these movies that are sensitive with values, and as you watch them, you see someone very beautiful, and you say, the whole man isn't my dream, but most of them, maybe pretty much all of them, but most of them, fantastic guy. But you see, as you do this also, you see this man, and you realize Leopold is not going to be manipulated. A little bit, but not too much. And Love Comes Softly, he is understanding, and he is not tolerant, but he's understanding, and he's aware. But he is also strong to stand up in that awareness, not to let problems come up. Because the woman wanted to leave. I'm leaving. And he says, you do what you wish. I'll buy you a ticket. You can go right now. And he gave her the opportunity to leave or stay. And what happened? In the process, she found herself. She didn't know she was missing. She didn't know that she wasn't home inside of her noggin. But when he helped her by letting her find herself, she found herself and she realized that this was indeed the life she wanted. That's why she left the East with her husband to come West. You see, and we don't always know in our own life all the things that we want to do, but paint a few little pictures in there, a few little pictures of the ideal, and then let that ideal mellow and just watch. And then you know what happens? Then when it's time to get married, you have the perfect husband, and he does not fit any picture you've ever had of a perfect husband. He is completely, uniquely, wonderfully different. He is the ideal in your heart, in your mind, which there has never been a sample of, or even partly a sample of. But these men that I'm talking about in the movie, they direct our attention in a positive way. And so we start thinking in a positive way. We don't want or desire success at getting married like that. We just know that that is quality in man. And quality in man is what we want in our relationship. So therefore, what do we have to be?
Quality.
We have to be quality in woman. We have to be quality in ourselves if that's the type of person we want in our world. So when you are a quality person, you will create a quality man in your world or quality circumstances in your world, and you will be very, very, very happy. But if you're going to manipulate, if you want somebody you can take care of, if you want somebody you can tend to like your mama, you know, tends to you, and you want someone that needs you, or you need him, forget it. That'll be an unstable marriage from the word go, because you don't need each other. You enjoy each other. You delight in each other's presence, but you don't need each other. And every time you're together, you feel just fantastic. And when you're apart, you feel just fantastic. Remember that. Both ways, both times. And that's what you want to do. So, we say here, those who desire success will find it. They'll find a way. Now, how do we find the way? By letting go and letting the divine in us show us the pattern, show us the path, show us the dream. And when the divine in us shows us the dream, we won't argue. we'll say, ah, yeah, how wonderful to have someone as the divine in us be on our team for the perfect relationship, the perfect life, the perfect being. Have a wonderful day. Know that this thought for today is very special because I'm giving it to you for free. I love you. I love you. I love you.